you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. You'll learn about adding Legos to your investment portfolio and how to sell them like a reselling arbitrage ninja. We talk about how to spot a good set to invest in and then how to get rid of them and cash in. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja Go, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Today, we're going to actually go over some tips that I have for you as far as knowing everything about LEGO retired sets. If you've never sold LEGO, you might be wondering, you know, what is the big deal with retired sets? Everybody is talking about them. Everybody's got their picks for the next retired sets. There's so much information out there. Everybody's that has their own information, including myself. You know, we certainly try to make some predictions ourselves. We try to be an educated guess on a lot of these different things. So what exactly is retired sets for LEGO? First off, LEGO has a production run of a particular set that they will, you know, make for anybody at any given time. Normally, if they have some sets that come out with certain movies, the set will be released before the movie, and then it will go on a particular timeline as far as when the movie's out, and then it usually retires shortly after that. Typically, a lot of sets will go through at least a 2-year cycle, so they will be available for purchase usually around at least 18 months to 24 months after the set has been released. Now, every set is there are different things, so that's not always you're not always going to find it that way. LEGO does have different sets out there that have been available for even way longer than that. So some of them like 5 to 6 years. Figuring out which one is going to retire versus which one is retired, you know, that's there's some speculation of that. So, but you can certainly find out the actual status of it. People are going to, you're going to find on different sites that they're going to have information that they're going to say this set's retiring this year and this set's retiring now, or unless it's come from LEGO, it's based off of some educated guesses, and you know, maybe there are some sort of leaks, so that maybe they did have some advance notice. I'm not saying that they're wrong. The only place that you can be certain of a set is retiring is if you go into lego.com and check it there. So I brought this screen up. I wanted to show you. There's basically a availability status that you'll have under the product, and it'll tell you what the current availability is for that particular set. There's a page in here you can actually see these are the different statuses that you'll see for any of the sets. If it is retired, it will say retired. Now it does say retired product right here. So that means that it is no longer being produced by LEGO. Now you could still find it in the retail stores and other stores, maybe online, Amazon, and they may still be available at the retail cost or below the retail cost. A lot of times the retailers will give you a discount, you know, when they're trying to get rid of inventory, and that kind of happens, you know, in the time frame, maybe when it's not necessarily retired, but it's, you know, it's getting close to it. So it's not always linear when it comes to that. But these are the statuses that you can find on here. So if you're going to look for a particular set, you'll actually want to go look it up online So you would just take the set number, the Lego set number. You would just plug it in here. It will tell you if it's retired. And sometimes what you'll see is it'll actually, if it's getting close to retirement, sometimes the different statuses that you may see is that it's almost retiring. Retiring soon is what they have it. And I don't think they have it on here. Let me see. Yeah, because these are all retiring soon. You can actually go to a section in here. You can see that they're retiring soon. There's for this particular one. There's some, most of the keychains, but there are some that they're just not telling you that they're retiring soon. Personally, I think that Lego realizes that when they really, you know, they tell you that a set's retiring, that everybody just goes crazy and grabs all of them up and scoops them up and everything. I think that that's why they kind of keep a tight lip on that. But some of the things that I've seen that I've noticed when you're trying to get a set is sometimes, a lot of times, is if it's close to retirement and you see the sold out, that might be a good indicator that it is going to be retiring soon. That means that they're completely sold out, because sometimes what they'll do is if it's out of stock, they'll say temporarily out of stock and they'll tell you that it's going to be back in there. The other one is too, you might see check a product availability. You know, that might be getting close to retired, but usually it's a sold out one that I would see that it's close to retirement. Now, you know, as far as figuring out which ones are, because as a Lego investor, you know, you don't want to, you have so much money to invest in Lego. So you don't have this unlimited amount of money. At least I don't. Most investors don't. So you want to be able to invest at the right time for any of these sets. I mean, it's really important, because your cash flow and your business is what you really need to have. So if you have a certain amount of cash available to spend on your inventory, your investments, then you want to make sure that you don't want to have to hold on to that product for too long. One way to do that is to get it at the close to retirement, or the retirement when it actually retires. But you also want to make sure that you're able to get some of it. So it's one of those kind of tricky things that, you know, you have to use a little bit of your gut instinct, to be honest with you. There are some tools and there's some ways that I'm going to show you right now to help you to find these different retiring sets that are getting close to retirement. So one of the ways that I do everything is I will always look at the Keepa charts. And this is just a good way to see like other themes or other different sets of how they've gone through in the past historical history of everything. So you can find out when this has actually been available and when it's been selling, and then you can see when it actually retired, or you can see when it drops off as far as when the retail sales stopped. And this could help you to figure out what the, you know, as far as it'll basically help you figure out, you know, different cycles that you might see in this. Now, this doesn't always indicate every, you know, one that came out just before it may not have the same exact time frame for it. But like I said, a lot of the sets, they retire in about 2 years. So you can figure out when it actually came into production and was available. And then that 2 years from there, 2 or 3 years, you can say, well, it's going to be somewhere in this vicinity. It's really one of those things that all these different sets, they have different cycles. And if there's a popular set, Lego may decide to do another production run on it, and they may keep going as far as that, and they'll may go way past the set. There's been a lot of different sets that everybody in the Lego investing community, or just anybody collecting, it was rumored that a set was retiring, and then all of a sudden it's still going and it's still in production. And that's one of those things, like, you can't be certain if it's real or not, if it's actually going to do that. So a lot of this is based off of speculation. You know, again, you know, using some data that you have, you can still look at it and see when it's actually going to retire. And this one, I'd have to look up the exact date to see when this retired, but this one, you know, went through, and this was only here for, so it probably came out just before January, maybe January. It had a pretty short run on this. So this retired, so this is about a little bit less than 2 years. So if you can see, maybe it was out of stock. This was pretty popular. This is Keepa, by the way. If you've never seen Keepa, you know, I'll go to the bigger graph right here. If you've never seen Keepa, I have a training, and I'll put a link up above. This actually goes over all of the, this is the sales data from Amazon. just to give you a brief synopsis of this. So this kind of tells you this life cycle when it's being sold on Amazon. This is not on Lego.com or another site. So it's based off of that data from there. It's a really good way to figure out where you can give you some data as far as sales rank when it's in and out of stock. So this was a pretty popular set. So it looks like they just went out of stock. Now, I don't know if it retired right around here. My guess is that, I mean, it could have been. This was Q4, so this just could have been just so many people wanting, but they might have not. It doesn't look like it came back in stock really after that. So this probably wasn't on. This probably wasn't probably retired very shortly after this end of the year with Lego. As far as just figuring out the sets that are going to be retired. All right, so I hope this has helped you out to really give you some insight on retired sets. Now it is. People are, when you see all the other information up there, the first thing I would do is honestly just go into Lego and type in the number and see if it's a retired product or not, or maybe if it has retiring soon. Now, if you don't see any of that, it doesn't mean that it's not going to retire and that person's wrong. Unless they're actually getting that information from Lego, they don't know for certain. But it's still probably based off of a good educated guess as far as the timelines and then the normal cycles of a lot of the different sets. So I'll see you in the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego Flip.